Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
The role of IT in healthcare has evolved by leaps and bounds over the past decade. Before, IT was simply the department that ran the wires, installed the computers on the desks, and kept the paging system running. But when EHRs started to become the central technology pillar of healthcare organizations, IT's role changed. They became an integral part of hospital operations. And as a result, their work began to have more and more of an impact on patients. Over the past several years, however, IT staffing levels have remained stagnant, while the complexity of technology has only increased. Healthcare IT leaders are therefore constantly challenged with doing more with less. Hello and welcome to Healthcare IT Today, where we explore the latest news, interesting stories, and technology trends in health IT. I'm Colin Hung, and today I am joined by Thomas Charlton, Chairman and CEO at Goliath Technologies. I'm looking forward to speaking to him about the challenges facing IT in healthcare and how better information can help address some of those challenges. So Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, before we get started, Thomas, can you give our audience an idea of what Goliath does and how that relates to health IT and patient care?
Sure. And let me frame up what Goliath does maybe by talking a little bit about the formidable challenges in healthcare IT, because it's important to understand that, I think, so you can sort of understand where Goliath fits. Health IT is unique. A health IT organization has about half the financial and human resources as their enterprise counterparts to support the same number of users. In addition to that, providing seamless access to an EMR, EHR application, or any sort of clinical or business application requires roughly 20 different vendors to work in concert. So it's an incredibly complicated web of technologies. And then you sort of add to that that patient care hangs in the balance, right? So if the health IT organizations are not able to deliver a seamless end user experience to the physicians, there's a direct one-for-one impact on patient care. So it's against that backdrop that it's important to understand what Goliath does, right? So what we're doing is providing technology to help IT organizations so they can ensure a seamless access to these applications for clinicians or healthcare workers. And we accomplish this with technology that understands the limited resources that health IT has. So we rely on a lot of automation and intelligence so that we're not burdening an already taxed IT staff, but you'll actually hear our clients say that adding Goliath is working with Goliath or adding their tools to our portfolio of products provides them with a staff of troubleshooting experts. And so we actually add to their productivity, improve their efficiency. We do all of this at a price point that gives healthcare IT organizations, small and large, the ability to take advantage of our technology. And I think finally, and this is really exciting and industry only, is that we give IT executives and on the clinical side of the healthcare organization the ability to understand what their end user clinicians and healthcare workers are experiencing relative to their business and clinical applications without having to involve them by way of surveys or feedback and things of that nature, which enables them then to compare that user experience to industry averages and gives them the ability to be proactive in managing what end users are experiencing and overall clinical satisfaction with their business and clinical applications.
Thank you for that, Thomas. Appreciate you giving us the overview of Goliath there. It definitely sounds like it's very important given the staffing challenges and the budget challenges that IT folks have right now in healthcare. Let me ask you this question. You know, EHR is obviously a big topic. It's the central pillar of the technology stack at most healthcare organizations. Those EHRs have continued to evolve and expand, and now they are encompassing most parts of healthcare operations. In what ways has that evolution changed or made the role of IT even more essential?
Well, I think you'd be challenged to find any initiative, executive level initiative in a healthcare organization that doesn't involve IT, whether it's operational efficiency, client satisfaction, integrating acquisitions, right? It all falls to IT. So in that way, IT has become part of really every conversation think of telehealth, for example. Telehealth requires a lot of different stakeholders and participants for sure, right? But if IT is not able to deliver on the promise of telehealth from a delivery perspective, the entire initiative falls flat, you know? So it's just become part of the entire dialogue. There's nothing that really doesn't require the involvement of IT.
Let's talk a little bit about something you just mentioned there. You know, the dynamic between the clinical side of the house and the technology side of the house, traditionally they've been pretty siloed, right? Like they don't really work together. One is dealing with the wires in the building and the computers that are on the desk. The other is dealing with the patients. But as you said, as technology has become more integral to the clinical operations and clinical function, how has that dynamic between the clinical side and IT side changed?
Well, I think I'll just talk about our observations, you know, over the last 5 years, it's really not uncommon when we're talking to CIOs and VPs of IT, the executive level IT folks, to have CMIOs, chief nursing informatics officers, to be involved in those conversations and dialogues. And indeed, the projects that would typically be IT-centric only projects, performance improvement initiatives and things like that, that would only be the purview of IT, have now started to take on dimensions that are very human-sounding. So for example, a performance improvement project will have as part of the outcomes and the goals, improving client satisfaction, right? Improving clinician satisfaction, response time for physicians and things like that. So there's a much more human component in what used to be merely technical projects in IT. So I think there's an overall growing realization that to really have any real impact on clinician satisfaction, patient outcomes, you've got to have IT and the clinical side working together in concert. And in fact, that's what we're seeing in probably the most well-run health organizations that we involve ourselves with.
Well, now that IT has become more integral to operations and certainly more involved in the clinical side of things, Are you seeing any particular challenges that have arisen because of this new form of interaction between IT and the rest of the house?
Yeah, and I think the challenge comes down to one, frankly, of leadership, right? We're talking about embracing digital transformation that can not only include IT, right? So transformational C-levels are getting multiple groups involved, right? So it takes, I think, very strong leadership for health IT organizations if they are going to adopt digital transformation, which is really, you know, there are multiple definitions, right? It's a broad topic, but From our perspective, it's around harnessing technology to improve efficiencies, improve workflows, and ultimately patient outcomes, right? So if that's your definition of digital transformation, it can't happen without cross-functional teamwork. And cross-functional teamwork at every level of the organization really will not happen without strong leadership. You know, the old saying, if there's mist at the top of the mountain, there's dense fog at the bottom. We see that all the time, right? If you don't have the C-level executives from the clinical side, the business side, the IT side, all working together in concert and aligned, then it just gets worse outside of the C-suite in terms of overall business execution, which ultimately impacts patient care.
So Thomas, tell me, what role does Goliath play in addressing or solving some of these challenges that you mentioned?
So it's a good question. So we're able to provide cross-functional leadership in a health organization, better data and better insights so they can make better decisions. You know, so one example and a challenge we've heard from our clients is we have a performance improvement project, like I had mentioned earlier, right? How do we know what performance is like today relative to end user experience? Certainly they can read the systems and understand what servers and networks are doing, but we're talking about how do we understand what end users are experiencing, what's their level of satisfaction without relying on historical subjective means, right? So if we're going to engage and call it broadly digital transformation, then we should try to inject some observable, measurable data into this equation. And so that's what Goliath does. So we literally have data analytics in a report format that gives cross-functional executives the ability to understand against industry best practices, what are their end users experiencing today? How does it compare to industry best practices, response time on applications, things of that nature. And then the detailed metrics to change that or make adjustments to that operationally.
You touched on it a little bit, but let me ask this question of you. You know, do you have any real life examples where, you know, this improved data or this improved performance really is having an impact on the health system, either the employees, the clinicians, or the patients?
Yeah, so let me give you an example so you can think of it in context. So we're interacting with a medium-sized health system, about 8,000 users, and they're going through an aspect of digital transformation, which is rolling out graphics intensive applications to a host of physicians that previously didn't have them. So it's an application type of an update. Mm-hmm. The promise of that, of course, is that physicians will be able to access these applications from their home offices without having to go into the health system. This should improve the capability, the response time. So let's say there's an issue, somebody comes into the emergency room in the middle of the night, the physician doesn't have to travel 30 minutes which to view this type of a graphics intensive application, but can do it from home. Well, that puts additional strain on the system. So what they do is they bring Goliath in and we baseline what users are experiencing today and why and how they're experiencing it, right? So key metrics. Then they roll out the application. As they're rolling out the application, they're using Goliath to monitor end user experience in real time. So we're able to see that some of the first physicians that are accessing these applications from their home office are having such dramatic latency that they can't really, it makes the new application unusable. So they have to get in their cars and drive into the hospital to be able to view those applications or to go to a near a surgery center that's closer to them that has a better network connection. We're able to see this in real time. They're able to use this data to improve the home office connectivity, the surgery center connectivity to make adjustments. And then we're able again to provide reports and analytics So they're able to make better decisions about what adjustments to make from an IT perspective, how to alert the physicians that if they are going to use these applications, these are the new home office requirements that have to be fulfilled if they want to take advantage of using these applications from home. So again, like we had talked about, the clinical side of the house working in concert with the IT side of the house, and both of them using data to be able to make better and more informed decisions.
Well, and it sounds like the impact can be quite significant on the clinical staff, right? I mean, you're talking about not having to drive 30 minutes. I mean, that's probably a huge frustration for a lot of clinicians. If the app isn't available, I'm sure it's frustrating to sit there with that spinning wheel waiting for it to load. And at a time, especially now, where frustration on the workforce is leading to burnout and leading to people leaving. So anything that the IT department could do to relieve some pressure there, I think is a good thing, right?
Right. And I think that, you know, some of that physician burnout and some of the frustration comes with the realization that there is a patient on the table during that time, right? You're not looking at a graphic sense intensive application in the middle of the night when you could do it as a office visit the next day. It's because of an emergency generally, right? And so there is a patient that requires attention that has to be suspended for some period of time while they're gathering the right clinical data. So I think that adds to the frustration, of course.
Thomas, you've shared a lot of great information with us today. What's your final piece of advice for anyone who's listening on how to get started, or even how to start looking at adopting a tool like Goliath's?
Well, I think the first is if they're having that type of an issue, right? If clinicians or health IT is having issues delivering what they believe to be a acceptable end user experience, then there might be a role for Goliath to play. We don't solve every problem, but we do solve the ones that are within our sort of area of responsibility, so to speak. And if they do have those, and it's usually a very quick conversation to understand whether that's in our wheelhouse, go to goliathtechnologies.com.
Perfect. Thomas, thank you so much for all the information you shared. Really appreciate your time on the program today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
I want to thank Thomas again for spending time with me today and giving us a perspective on where healthcare IT is right now. You can find out more information about Goliath by visiting them at www.goliathtechnologies.com. And hey, if you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes, YouTube, or wherever you're listening and watching this. Also, head on over to healthcareittoday.com to access free resources, industry news, and insightful articles. You can also connect with us on social media using the hashtag HITSM. I'm Colin Hung. Thanks for being here.